Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Ostermueller drops the ball. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is hit by the pitch. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Salters goes all the way around to score. Hale moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Ostermueller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Hale. Pitlock moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball for a double play. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mills hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Berg reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ostermüller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mills is hit by the pitch. Ostermüller moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kroner pinch hits for Johnny Allen. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ostermüller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Mills hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Archie McCain now pitching. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to third. Lynn Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins scores. Melillo moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Archie McCain. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Berg moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.